USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges he faced, and police in several major U.S. cities in the hours that followed the return of those verdicts report mostly peaceful protests in their streets. But in New York, a big crowd gathered outside the Barclays Center, many chanting and holding signs calling for justice.
I'm here in solidarity and sadness and in anger to share with my people, because we already saw this coming. We knew this was coming.
And there were also some other demonstrations of relief and celebration at the verdicts, clearing Rittenhouse and the jury clearly believing that he was in fact firing in self-defense when he killed two men and wounded another. Forecasters urging travelers for this holiday week.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris becoming the first woman in U.S. history to hold presidential powers. However briefly, President Biden was briefly under anesthesia yesterday during his colonoscopy, which was part of his annual physical at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. And during that time, the presidential authority was transferred to Vice President Harris. The Postmaster General still has his job, but a couple of his close associates are now leaving the Postal Board of Governors. Here's more from Wendy King.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery. I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More now on the Rittenhouse verdicts, as the lawyer for Kyle Rittenhouse says he's concerned about the president's comments about his client before the trial was over. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse left Kenosha, Wisconsin after being found not guilty on all charges in his double homicide trial on Friday. One of the lead attorneys for Rittenhouse, Mark Richards, talks about President Biden's comments on the Rittenhouse case.
President Biden said some things that I think are so incorrect and untrue. He's not a white supremacist. I'm glad that he at least respects the jury verdict.
While running for president, then-candidate Biden posted a video on social media of Rittenhouse carrying the rifle he used during the protests and riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year, referring to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist.
And it's one of those stories about an armored car full of money that loses a bunch of it on a highway. In this case, an armored car lost a bunch of money on a highway in San Diego. It happened yesterday morning on the I-5 when some bags of cash fell out after a door popped open on the truck. Patrol investigators say several drivers stopped and grabbed some cash, which left the northbound lanes of I-5 blocked for a while. But police say anyone who scooped up that cash should be returning it to law enforcement immediately, as the FBI is investigating. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.